Welcome to Pancreatic Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Philip Philip from the Karmanis Cancer Institute in Detroit, Michigan, and to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
This was a 72-year-old Caucasian male who presented in our tumor board, and we discussed them, and he had a locally advanced pancreatic cancer, which was deemed at the time to be unresectable because of involvement of the superior mesenteric artery.
How was the tumor detected?
The patient presented with abdominal pain.
What was the nature of the pain, and how long did it take them to figure out what was going on?
So the patient had epigastric pain, which was on and off for several months, and then it became more persistent. And he also had some pain in his back in the lower thoracic spine area, and that led to a number of tests. The blood work was essentially not that abnormal. So they did a CAT scan, and the CAT scan showed the mass in the pancreas.
And what was the thinking of the surgeon that evaluated him?
He was evaluated by a surgical oncologist who at the time thought that this patient has unresectable disease because there was more than 180 degrees involvement of the superior mesenteric artery.
And it was the thinking that perhaps he could be converted to resectability?
So the surgeon at the time thought that because the patient was otherwise well and he was a good candidate for surgery, if we can downsize the tumor and also ensure that over the next few months he doesn't develop any metastatic disease or disease progression, then he can be a candidate for a surgical resection, yes.
Could you tell me, I'm all kind of curious what you see as the pathophysiology of what's going on in this situation where tumor shrinkage would change the operability. Is it pulling it back from the artery? Is the artery actually invaded? What actually happens to allow resection to be done?
So the major thing about a tumor which is intimately involved with the artery is that even if the surgeon feels that he can resect the tumor, his major concern is whether he's going to leave a positive margin. And that was something which he was mostly concerned about because I sent him to a surgeon who really does a lot of these operations. And he, in fact, the surgeon was out of state. He wasn't in Michigan. And the surgeon has also experience with resections that involve vessels. But the surgeon's opinion was, at this time, I don't think I can do a resection without leaving something behind. And therefore, if we can downsize him, and also if we can sterilize the margins before the operation, the potential margins before the operation, then I'll be much more comfortable in going ahead and doing the operation.
So this man was pretty fit. Any comorbidities?
This particular patient had no major comorbidities. And at the time, he had lost 5 pounds in weight or so. So he was in good performance status. And that was the major reason why we wanted to be aggressive in managing him by multimodality therapy, hoping that surgery would be an option.